Here we are again, ladies.
Hi, Lukester.
Babble, babble, babble.
Babble, babble, bronco, babble, babble.
It's that time.
It is that time. Wednesday now.
Wednesdays from 4 to 4:30. And the good news is we won.
How about that? They look pretty good.
I thought they did, too.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty exciting. Yeah.
You know, that first quarter when they had three missed tackles, when that tight end, when the Seattle tight end caught the ball and ran 66
right.
yards and three mixed tackles, I was going, I was getting nervous.
Yeah.
I was getting real nervous.
Yeah.
But they did what they had to do.
I know.
They did.
It was, I was impressed, especially with some of those rookies like Lindsey.
Lindsey was awesome.
He was amazing.
Royce Freeman was awesome.
Yeah. Emmanuel Sanders. Yeah.
He was psyched.
He was.
Yeah. I mean, anybody that does a flip before they even get in the end zone, for God's sake. I could just see Vaz Joseph going, wagging his finger in his face, going, don't do that until you cross the goal line.
Because when he did that backwards flip.
It was backwards.
When he did that front flip, though, the ball came out of his grip, but he was in the end zone territory. He just hadn't hit the ground yet.
I hope that's not a metaphor.
I know. God.
For the Broncos season. Well, and Vaughn was on fire. Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
he is on fire. He's on fire about this team. I saw an interview with him and Deion Sanders, and he was just going on about this team and how special it is, and he's pretty excited.
Yeah. Well, did you read what he dressed into, what he changed into after the game? And I don't know if he went to a party or what, but he was wearing pink skinny jeans.
Oh, really?
And wow. You know, all of his swag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
big gold chain.
Pink skinny jeans.
Wow.
For the best defensive linebacker out there.
Wow. That's amazing. 963-2976. If you want to call in and have anything to say about the Bronco game or the upcoming game with the Oakland Raiders, or if you just want to babble.
It's Raider Hater Week.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Any true Bronco fan hates the Raiders.
Loves
to hate the Raiders.
And the Raiders lost against the Rams.
They lost. Yes, I think the Rams are a really good team.
Yeah. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I expected the Raiders to play a little better. They got blown out.
Yeah.
33-13.
You know, I imagine they're probably a little deflated when they lost their best player.
Right.
In a trade that you kind of scratch your head going, why?
There's no way that didn't affect them. But I saw Gruden saying he didn't want to play here. He wasn't showing up to practice. He did not want to play here. It was obvious.
Well, and it must be because he got to Chicago and he had like three sacks and a touchdown. So he was happy to be out of there.
Yeah, with his $90 million contract.
Yeah. Briefly, he was the highest paid defender.
Yeah.
But now, is the Raiders game in Denver?
It's in Denver.
Yes.
It is.
Yep.
Yep. And we are going to be psyched for those guys.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're going to miss that confrontation between Crabtree and Talib, aren't we?
Yeah. How did Talib do it on the Rams? Did you hear?
I don't know. I didn't.
No.
I wonder how he did in their first game. And you know, Case Keenum used to be a Ram.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Now, the Rams are my second team because I'm from L.A.
Yeah, that's right.
So, just like your other team, probably tied with the Broncos, is the Minnesota Vikings. And mine is the Rams. Do you have another one?
No, because I grew up in Boulder. So I'm Broncos through and through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because Sarah may not be here every week from now on, we have somebody else taking her place, although no one can really take her place.
Well, that's nice to hear, Jane. But last week we were sitting in these same chairs and you told me you had somebody that was much better than me.
Well, I was teasing because I didn't even know that he could be an option.
Oh, you didn't know who this was at the time?
No, I know him, but I didn't know I didn't think about it until last Saturday.
Oh, okay.
However, he is also a Packers fan.
Oh, dear.
But he's a Broncos fan through and I mean, that's his first team. Excuse me. So everyone has a second team.
Is he from Wisconsin? Is that why he's a Packer fan?
No. Where is he from? Well, he may call in. Okay. So we'll see.
Okay.
You, dear listener, can call us and weigh in, 963-2976.
Yep.
Tell us what you thought of the Seahawk game or what you think about the Raiders game coming up.
Speaking of calling in, Felix, you need to text me your score. And get one from your friend Peter, too. He can weigh in.
Well, speaking of scores, you know who won last week?
Jane, the generator.
It was me, the generator.
I couldn't believe it. Was that just dumb luck or was it
smart
thinking?
It was
smart
thinking. Really? I knew.
But you came in here on the fly because you had been out there and then you came in and you had to come up with a score really quick.
But I had been thinking about what it would be, what it would probably be before. And I knew that, you know, a decent amount of points were going to be scored in this game.
Because sometimes you spend time in your your Zen meditative state to channel the... But this one seemed
this
to kind of come to you.
It came to me. It
maybe you got to rethink your strategy.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You always have to go with the first hunch.
Yep.
You ain't learned that yet?
I learned it, bud.
So Jane was first, and Felix was second.
Felix was second,
yep.
And I was third, and you, Sarah, were fourth.
Yep.
And Lisa.
But we were all pretty close.
Yeah,
we
except for Lisa Johnson.
Yeah, she was 12-9.
Yeah, 12-9.
Yeah.
That's a baseball score, Lisa. Come on.
I know, Lisa. But I'm sure Lisa will call in. But listen to this text that I just got. This is from Pam Zentmeyer, the wonderful Pam Zentmeyer, who said, I took Maxine, that's her daughter, to her first ever football game on Sunday. So fun. The S word show. Getting into the stadium, first game of e-tickets only, boo.
Oh, really?
And I heard that too,
huh?
That they had a huge problem with the e-tickets.
Oh.
So a lot of people had to wait in line for like half the game.
Oh, no,
isn't that
really?
Awful? Yes, wow. Because apparently there was a software update or something, and something like that, and a lot of people didn't know about the software update, so when they got to the stadium, their e-ticket thing didn't work.
Bummer.
Isn't that awful?
Oh,
you know,
God.
How come I didn't read that in the paper?
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
So the Broncos must have bought off the media.
Well, no, I...
Because that's bad PR right
that's
there.
That's bad.
Yeah, that's really
I heard
bad.
It the next day, and now, you know, Pam just texted.
Huh.
So...
Strange.
In line for over an hour and a half.
Wow.
Missed kickoff.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Isn't that awful?
Wow.
Yeah.
Especially when you pay that much for tickets.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the only game you go to, so that's too bad.
Yeah.
So be forewarned. If you're heading down to Mile High Stadium this Sunday, you better... Get there early.
This Sunday at 2:25.
The software update.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that you are together with your e-ticket.
Is it that way with season tickets too? Or do you
I think it's all tickets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah. 963-2976 if you want to chat, babble, give us your score for the Bronco-Oakland game, make any comments.
I did get a score, but I think it's too early to do scores. Are we doing
scores? Yes, not yet.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
We're not going to do that.
You know, the offensive line looked pretty good.
I thought they did, too.
You know, there were a couple of mistakes.
Right.
But I think they looked pretty good.
And three interceptions.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't worry. I'm not worried that Keenum threw three interceptions because it was his first game.
I know.
You know, he's just getting used to, I mean, it's their first game. Everyone's going to make mistakes. But he seems, what I like about him is, in addition to his accuracy, and he seems really calm and almost zen-like. in there, doesn't he?
He is. I had the benefit of watching him in every game last year in Minnesota, and that's right. Exactly. He will stand in the pocket. He doesn't get flustered, doesn't make a lot of terrible mistakes. You asked me about interceptions at Minnesota, and I said 4, which I didn't know. I just threw it out. But he actually threw 7 all season
the whole
with Minnesota,
season?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
So we got 3 out of the way already, so we should be
right.
But done now.
He didn't look like somebody that could outrun a fierce pass rush, though.
Well,
he's a little on the slow side.
Yeah, I don't know that he's known as being a great scrambler, but he'll just step up in the pocket, and he didn't. Well, of course, he had a great line protecting him, but I think the line will do well.
We have a caller. Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
Doing
Hi.
Good.
Good.
Doing good.
Who's this?
Hi, this is the new substitute. This is
David. David
hey.
Briscoe. Hey.
Hey.
So, what do you think so far? You think you're up for this?
Well, I like what you guys got going on, and I'm really excited to be a part of it.
Oh, cool.
I hope I can contribute something meaningful.
Oh, no, good.
Now, that is not a Wisconsin accent. So, where are you from?
No, ma'am. I grew up on the West Coast, but I have connections to the old Green Bay Packers and Bart Starr.
Oh, right, the Bart Starr. I forgot. Oh. Tell that story. Tell us that
My
story.
My great aunt and uncle went to church with Bart Starr.
Oh, right.
for Christmas in 1966, I received my only autographed picture of a famous athlete, and it was from Bart Starr to me.
Awesome.
Isn't that
nice.
Cool?
That's a good story.
But I moved to Colorado in 1986, and I have been a Bronco fan ever since.
Yeah, so you're true.
You're qualified, yeah.
Where are you from on the West Coast?
Oregon, born in Seattle, but grew up in Oregon near the coast in a timber and lumber farming community.
Oh, that's
community.
Right. You told me that, too. It's coming back now.
So how do the Broncos look to you this year, David?
I'm really excited about an offense that seems to click even early as they have shown, even in their first week. I'm with Jane, even with Case's first three picks. I think he's going to be fine, and now the defense has someone they can rely on without them having to win the game.
Yeah,
right.
I think the offensive play is definitely helping the defense. They just seem it's like they don't have to carry the whole load anymore.
Right.
Well, you know, Chris Harris was predicting the offense would score 30 points, and they came pretty close.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Chris knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Well, I just love
think,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I think they're going to do the same this week. I think what's going to depend on what the Raiders do is, do they rally around their embattled coach at the moment because everybody's blaming him for Khalil Mack leaving? Or are they going to crater and the Broncos will just destroy him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? But it'll be interesting.
You can't count out Derek Carr. He's really good.
Right.
And he still has some receivers.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But he did throw some picks in that game, did he not? Quite a few.
He did. Yes. I think 2 or 3, actually. I think you're right.
Yeah.
But also the Rams, I think, are really good this year.
We
so,
play the
for
Rams.
Sure, yeah.
I know we play the
do
Rams.
Do we play the Rams in Denver, or do we play them out there?
I don't know.
Huh.
But I'll look it up right now.
Yeah. Well, I think the thing I like about the Broncos' D this year is, sure, we all miss the no-fly zone, and that might prove to be critical, but we have Bradley Chubb taking pressure off of Vaughn.
Yep.
And, you know, when Bradley starts getting the hang of things, I think it could be really dynamic.
I think it will.
Tough to stop.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, the Rams at the Broncos on October
14th. Ooh.
Oh, coming up.
Yeah.
Huh. What did you think of our rookies there, David? Royce and Philip Lindsay and the receivers?
Well, I'm a big fan of Philip Lindsay just because I've been watching him. I go to Boulder to watch some games, and I've loved the way that guy plays.
Yeah, me too. I was really hoping the Broncos would sign him.
Yeah.
Yep, he's pretty exciting, and he's all about the team, too, so I like that.
Yeah.
Plus that hometown aspect.
You bet.
So the Broncos got that hometowner just like the Rockies do with Kyle Freeman.
Right.
So That's pretty cool.
Right. Go Rockies, too.
Yeah.
Well, I like Royce Freeman out of the University of Oregon. Hey, what's not to like about a duck?
Oh, yeah.
At least he's not wearing that neon green. My God.
Yeah, those are pretty bad.
Yeah, those are ugly, ugly.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
So what is your pick? What do you think the score is going to be this week?
Well, based on what I said earlier, it could go either way, but I'm going to go with the Raiders cratering, and I'm picking 34-10.
Whoa.
Broncos.
34-10, David
Briscoe.
That's
pretty good.
Yeah.
So, David, we'll see you here next week?
Yeah. Can you come next week? Because Sarah is
taking
not,
a hiatus. I'm on hiatus.
Yeah, she's on hiatus.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I will be there next week, and
right,
I look
good.
Forward to it.
Oh, good. Well, that we look great. Forward to having you, and I will see you and talk to you before then.
Sounds good. Well, okay. I'll see you all next week, and
all
go
right.
Broncos.
Alrighty. Go Broncos.
Thanks for calling, David.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's David.
Briscoe.
The new Bronco babbler.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I liked him. The way I found him was he plays pickleball. He's an excellent pickleball player. And there was a pickleball tournament last weekend in Carbondale. Hang on. I will continue in a while.
Caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Bronco Babble.
Hey, my friends.
Hey.
Lisa, hi.
Jane, did you get all those pictures I sent you?
No, I didn't look.
I just sent you a bunch of them regarding those Raiders, you know.
Oh, I see them now.
Okay, all right.
Chokeland.
Are they X-rated?
No.
Okay.
One says Chokeland, the other says even the Raiders logo can't stand watching the Raiders. One eye has an eye patch and the other is closed.
You know, if I were a Raider fan in Oakland, I'd be really pissed off right now.
Yeah,
they're moving to Vegas in a couple of years.
Right.
They just took away their best defensive player.
Right.
I mean, why go to the games?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? They've got Chucky on the sideline.
Let me tell you something. So Vegas, they have no apartments, no condos anymore. They're being sold before they're even built, because all the Oakland fans are buying them up to go watch the Raiders.
Are you serious?
I thought Oakland fans were dirtbags. They can't afford condos in Vegas.
I'm telling you, it's and what they're doing for the games is they're offering the Raiders. They're offering you to buy a seat in the stadium. So you buy that seat, $12,000, $7,000, depends on where it is, and that is your seat for no matter what venue is playing at the stadium. You still have to purchase the tickets to go see, you know, the Raiders or Lady Gaga or whoever, but that is your seat.
You own the seat.
Yeah, wow.
That's
interesting.
I had not heard that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you know, if there was a team custom made to play in Las Vegas, it's the Raiders.
Yeah, right.
But still, you got to hate them.
Yeah.
Got to hate them.
Yeah, you have to hate them. Yeah. Okay, I'm just calling in with my prediction.
Tell me.
Okay.
27-21 Broncos.
27-21 Broncos.
Okay. Got it.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay.
Thanks, Lisa. Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Go Broncos.
Talk to you next week.
I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So I did write an ode about the changing of the...
You did? You wrote another ode?
Yeah.
Wow, oh, cool.
She's full of odes.
Well, I decided maybe my job should be
the
be
ode
the odist.
Writer.
The odist.
Yeah.
Rather than the statistician, I'd rather be the odist.
Okay.
Nice.
That's nice.
So
are we
odist.
Ready for the ode?
The odist.
Yes, okay.
I like that. The odist.
The odist. Presenting. It's, drum roll.
It's vaguely naughty. Like it's.
But you wonder what exactly that is. Yes. Yes.
Right.
It's just about odes.
Here is our odist. Introducing Sarah Tornare, the odist.
So I've got better, has a better ring than statistician.
It does. Yeah, I like it. Definitely. I like
That's
it.
Much drier. Okay. All right. Okay. No longer just babble rabble. We are legit. We do have some stats, a few facts, and more than a little wit. Luke is the whiz. Obi-Wan, if you could see him, you'd know. Jane provides color, some levity, good flow. The rabble have evolved. It wasn't always so. It was Jake and Jane, Luke, the Bronco show. Then it got serious. What it thought it lacked was stats. So we have stats, information. The Bronco show changed hats. But still, we three are who we are. Not analysts, but just fans of the game. I don't really love stats, but I love football all the same. Last year was tough. The Broncos were no longer elite. We fans got rowdy. The rabble were born. We turned up the heat. Jane said, let's call the front office, tell them how it's done. But amidst all the frustration, we were still having fun. Jane had lots of ideas on how to get the Broncos to play better. There was meditation and tutus. She might have even been drafting a letter. We did impart statistics, screwed around, gave opinions. But then the babble changed days. We were done, the rabble minions. So though I'll be on hiatus, I'll call in, give a score, listen to the babble. The journey's not over. Ramble on, babble rabble.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, love
That's
that.
That's good, man. Well, Woo! You know, you have to write one every week, and even if you're not here, you can call it in.
Yeah, yes, I know. You asked. True. Yeah, you mentioned that last week, and I didn't know if I could handle the pressure of a weekly ode, but I felt like since it was my last regular day, go ahead.
Caller, you are on Bronco Babble. Hello.
I just got to say bravo. That was so well written and so well executed.
Was that great?
Thank you.
Yeah, so did you hear that Sarah's going to be our...
Oops.
Oh,
did you disconnect him?
Oh, did you disconnect him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Oh.
He did that.
Okay. Oh. So no pressure. You don't have to be our oldest every week. just so there's no pressure. But we would welcome an ode from our odist as often
I love it
as you can call in with one.
I think I'd be much more inclined to write an ode than compile stats. So if that were my new role,
right,
then maybe David sits in here and fills this seat and I can write some odes.
Yeah.
Okay,
once in a while.
Yes.
Yeah. Sign her up, Jane.
Okay, she's already signed. But we may have one more. I'm not going to call him an odist because he's not.
Okay.
What is he, a nudist?
But he may... A what?
Nudist.
No, he's not a nudist either, I don't think. But... he might compose some writings for our show.
Listen, this does not have to be an exclusive deal. I just...
Right.
You know.
No.
Yeah.
But you are the exclusive Otis.
Oh, okay, good.
You know what, ladies? We have to wrap it up because it's...
Yep,
because the Senior Matters is a live show, and I hear the ukulele playing out there right now.
They've been playing, yeah.
So, Jane, we need some scores before we go.
So Felix is 30-16.
Okay.
Which is very interesting because we didn't talk about this before, and I had... Obviously Denver. And I had Denver 30, Oakland 20.
Wow.
30-20 Broncos.
Yep. And Felix is 30-16 Broncos.
Got it. Jane?
Oh, she's channeling.
Okay.
34 Broncos. 21 Raiders.
Okay.
I'm going to say 30-14. Oh, wait a minute. What was your rate? 34?
21.
21 Broncos. And I'm going to say 30-14.
So we're all buying into Chris Harris Jr.
Yeah, we are, aren't we?
What's David Briscoe's score?
David said 34-10 Broncos.
Oh, he said 34 also?
Yep.
Oh, did I say 34?
Yes, you said 34-21. He said 34-10.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'll keep
you sticking with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sticking with
All right.
It.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. Ladies, that was great. It's the Otis.
The Otis.
And it's the Janerator.
The Janerator.
And the Lukester.
The Lukester.
Until next week.
Obi-Wan. You don't have your Obi-Wan look on today,
though.
I like that look.
It's too hot.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, a little toasty. Yeah.
Okay, go Broncos. Go Broncos. We'll be here next week.